I guess it's good.
I'm gonna go get my good ones. Y'all sitting all the way back there, huh? Is there? Come on up. 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 Come on up and in. Let's be together. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How many of you are listening and paying attention? Amen. To what God's trying to say and what God's trying to do and hungry for it. Amen. He's trying to speak, isn't he? Hallelujah. God is wonderful, isn't he? Thank you, Jesus. Where'd Brother Jesse go? Oh, good God. Hallelujah. I got my ripped up Bible here. I like this one. Do you? Do you like this Bible? I like this one. Well, someone says, you really talk a lot about the Holy Spirit and manifestations and all this weird stuff. You know, y'all really get into that. It seems like y'all kind of just focus on that. And we've been teaching, well, you know, we know that we have God because we can sense Him, we can experience Him, and we can feel Him. How many of you can sense His presence sometime? Amen? You know that's scriptural. Do you know that's scriptural? Go right here to 1 John. First John chapter 4. Hallelujah. You know, you can do exactly what God wants you to do, and that's how you're going to get the most out of life, and that's really how God's blessing is going to manifest in your life. And that's the only place. Somebody say the only place.
The only place.
That is the only place where the supernatural blessing will take place over your life. There are a lot of people that just live through life in mediocrity.
Amen.
How many of you want to be? Anybody just love being mediocre? Somebody say mediocre.
Mediocre.
Say it one more time. Mediocre.
Mediocre.
You know, they didn't think they got something. Somebody said, they ain't all that. So look at somebody and say, it's not all that. It's not God's heart that you'd be mediocre in anything that you do. God wants you to be blessed, exceedingly blessed. He wants you to be free, whole in your mind, whole in your body, whole in your life. And if you're going to be whole in your life, you're going to also be whole in your lifestyle. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
If y'all say that, I wouldn't have to say that so much myself. Amen?
Jesus.
And we've been talking about overcoming. Everybody say, overcome.
Overcome.
See, I want you to learn how to get over. Because if you don't learn how to get over, you'll always be under par. Somebody say under par. Under the oppression of the devil, under some stress, under some strain, under some problem, under some situation. And we think that our own efforts can get us from out from under. How many want to come out from under?
Amen.
From sinking sand, He lifted me. How many want to be lifted up to where God wants you to be?
I want you to know that the power of God has the ability to have to cause you to overcome every single thing, every one of your adversaries, amen, and every one of your adversities. Everybody say overcome.
Overcome.
Hallelujah. Now listen, somebody say, I'm of God. So you got to know that you're of God more than just by what you say out of your mouth, but what some of the things that are manifesting in your life. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now right here, actually go back a little bit more than just that John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. Go back to 1 John chapter 3. Hallelujah. Verse 22. This is good stuff if you believe it and do it, but you know what? It's not going to do anything for you if you don't put confidence and stock into the things that are being taught and start to apply it to your life. It's not going to work for you. But if you start to apply it to your life, I tell you what, it'll work in any, you know, it'll work in any situation. Look at somebody and tell them it will work.
It works.
So you say, how are you going on from day to day? God is working. God is doing exactly what He said He would do. Supernatural things are happening. He's working on our behalf. And there's a supernatural realm. How would you like to have the supernatural lifestyle that everything you ask for, you get?
Amen.
Isn't that something? Say, wow, I can deal with that. How many can deal with that?
Amen.
Well, don't you know there are some supernatural people that have developed a lifestyle that they can pray and get exactly what they pray for? Right here in 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. And whatsoever we ask. I tell you what, if you get with this very scripture right here, you don't have a problem in the world. Because some people think, most of your problems are coming from something that you're probably lacking. Or something that you're afraid you can't get. Or that it's hard to obtain. But if we would start to believe God, we'd cheer up a little bit. You know what? Because whatever the thing that you're in need of right now, I don't care what it is. I don't care how great it is, how much it costs, you know, how long you think it's going to take. Guess what? You got a promise from God that when you live according to His word and you believe Him and walk in the light of His word and do these things, you'll get whatsoever thing you'll ask for. Who gets whatever they ask for? Now, we know for a fact that not every so-called Christian gets everything they ask for. I know some people that make up, you know why they make up little prayers sometimes? Because they might as well not ask for anything because they know they're not going to get it. Whether you realize it or not, reality tells us, in fact, tells us there are a bunch of people that get out there praying and never get diddly squat. Y'all are sitting there. It's real quiet in here. Don't let me pull out your little prayer book and prove it to you. Amen. There are a lot of people out there praying for stuff and going through stuff, and absolutely nothing comes. Is it not coming because God doesn't care? Is it not coming because He's not there? There's a supernatural person. There's a supernatural lifestyle that pulls on the power of God.
Amen.
And you got to hook up and match up. There are certain people, you know, there are certain companies that you work in. Not everybody calls shots in every company. According to your level of responsibility, your level of authority, amen, matches the words you say out of your mouth. And if somebody came in here off the street and say, jump over there and cut that light off and turn the keyboard down, and I tell you what, take those lampshades off. You know, you can't call, you know, if you don't have any authority in certain places, you can't call any shots. And authority never comes without responsibility.
Amen.
You want to find out how much responsibility you have, how much authority you have in God, check out how much authority you have. And you want to find out how much authority you have with God, check out how much responsibility you have in His kingdom. You say, well, I got responsibility. I tell you what, and responsibility without accountability is a joke. If you want to find out how much authority you have in the kingdom of God, find out how much responsibility you have, because God doesn't sow anything in vain.
Amen.
And responsibility without accountability, guess what? It's a big joke. It's worthless. I have authority in Jesus Christ because of the responsibility he's given me to shepherd the flock of God, to speak his word and declare things and to get stuff done. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And you want to increase in your authority, you want to increase in all these other things, ask God, amen, to do something with you. If you want authority in the prayer life, well, have responsibility to use it. I tell you what, why was Jesus so powerful? Boy, he had a great responsibility. What is responsibility? That means you respond with God's ability to the situation he puts in front of your face.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody say response.
Response.
I mean, you know, crippled people can't respond to a lot of things, and dead people can't respond. But living people that have the love of God alive on, everybody say the love of God. The love of God alive on the inside of them, they supernaturally have the ability to respond, amen,
amen,
to the voice of God, to the call of God. Somebody say hallelujah. And those responsive people, not just people that think they look good, smell good, or they're better than somebody else because somebody else put them up to something, gave them a title, gave them something special. Somebody say, that don't mean nothing. Amen. Responsibility comes from God. You know what? Responsibility is nothing but people seeing an individual that responds. They use their ability that God given, their God-given talents, their God-given abilities to respond to the heart of God and to the heart of God's people. Whatever God needs, those people respond. Somebody say, love makes me respond. Makes you do something about it. And I tell you what, when you start to walk in that and live in that kind of lifestyle, just responding to the anointing, just responding to the call, putting it first in your life, guess what? That's going to turn into responsibility.
Amen.
Are we talking crazy here? These kind of people that have developed responsibility and authority, those are the kind of people that we'll see, you know, through the days and stuff, and through the days and just in natural, with our natural eye, these are the kind of people that pray for stuff, and when they pray for it with all of their heart because they know they need it, amen, and God wants them to have it, they'll get it. There's certain people say, listen, you pray, but you don't get it, you know, because you ask amiss. Some say you missed it.
Missed.
So say you ask amiss that you may put it on your own selfish lust. I tell you what, God is not out to post to boost your ego and to give you every lust and desire of your heart.
Amen.
He didn't die for you to, you know, for you to get a big head and to look good and look pretty. Amen.
Amen.
He died that you might have a real life and life more abundantly. And you trying to be better than everybody else and think, somebody say hallelujah. That's not life. That's a problem. When you want to go tripping, you go tripping by yourself. Don't take the anointing God with you. Amen.
Amen.
God will let you know. He'll pick you up right where you are. Somebody say right where I am. I'm teaching good tonight. Because we want us. Amen. See, we want us. We want to get to the point to where we start to live the life that God wants to live. You can find out the only thing that God blesses. You find out that the blessing of God just because it comes on you because he speaks it. And you got to learn. See, people think, well, I got to do this and I got to do that in order to be blessed. I got to be jumping through this hoop and jumping through that hoop. I got to look like this, breathe like this, talk like this, walk like this in order to get stuff. All you got to do is know who you are in Jesus Christ. Settle in and trust them and walk. Find out, walk from where you are. I tell Jesse, we were talking in the car, we said a couple things to one another, and I said, Brother Jesse, I figured out one thing I really enjoy about life, I'm based. Somebody say based. Based means I know exactly where God's got me at the point, and I'm really content and happy about it. Amen. And I'm going to walk out of this. Amen. I'm not walking beyond, you know, who I am. Amen. I'm not walking beyond who I am. I know who I am and where I'm at right now. I'm right here. Amen? I'm living now. Somebody say, live now. There are a lot of people that never appreciate life, that never enjoy life because they're always thinking about tomorrow. Today doesn't matter. One thing I found out, tomorrow never comes. The only day you'll ever have is today. Yesterday is really gone. Who gives? Whatsoever thing we ask, we receive of him because, everybody say because. Everybody say
because.
Somebody say because.
Because.
You don't get everything you ask just because you say it. Somebody say because.
Because.
because we have kept. Did it say we have kept? It says we keep. Everybody say we keep. His commandments. So we keep his commandments, and he does what we ask him to do because we keep his commandments and what? And do those things that are pleasing in his sight. I tell you what, people, don't claim this scripture unless you got a heart and a mindset to keep every commandment of God. God said, go here, go there. God said, do this, do that. He told you to love one another, do those things. When you're keeping those commandments, this scripture will start to manifest in your life, and your prayers will start to be answered on a higher level. So they say, keep commandments, by doing it. You got to do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. What pleases God? Faith pleases God. I tell you what, to keep God's... God might command you. He might tell you to do some stuff. Amen. Somebody say, the commandments of God. He'll give you assignments. He'll give you stuff. He told me this. He said, go start a church. And I tell you what, in today's society, it's almost impossible to do that. It's really difficult to do that. But you know what? We got a command and a word from God to do it. Somebody say, hallelujah. So if we keep that commandment, don't stray from it, don't run from it, just keep what God told you, what God gave you in the heart. Keep it with everything you got. Amen? Amen. And do. Somebody say, and do. Keep it in faith. How do you keep the commandments of God and do things that are pleasing in his sight? That means keep the word of God on the inside of your heart. Hold on to what he told you to do like a dog on a bone. Amen. Like white on rice. Amen. 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 Like a miser on his wallet. You've got to hold on. I tell you what, most of the things that God wants to give you, you're going to have to hold on to it. Keep his commandment with all of your heart, and some of them say, and walk in faith with it. How do you do what's pleasing in his sight? You want to please God, you just believe what he said and do it. Even when it looks impossible, it doesn't seem right. Somebody say hallelujah. That's when that stuff will start to happen. Amen. There are a lot of stuff that seems impossible, but you just say, I'm going to do it by faith. That'll please God. If we do those things, if we stay in faith and don't get in doubt and unbelief and all that mess, you'll get whatever you want. Somebody say hallelujah. He is faithful. See, this is faith, people, right here. Amen. And whatsoever we ask, you need to walk in that. Never fear again. Never doubt again. When you ask God for something, live that lifestyle. And I tell you, you'll get the revelation on it to where, listen, if God told you to take that mountain, you'll take it in faith. You ask God, he'll do it. Amen. So you just keep the commandment on it. Amen. If you do whatever he tells you to do, when you grow up in God, you'll find out you can do anything. But the only thing you really want to do is what he tells you to do. You know, people think you get up and, you know, when you grow up in God and you get real spiritual and you get real powerful, I mean, you just do whatever you feel like doing, whatever you want to do. You find out that the only thing you really want to do is what he tells you to do. Somebody say hallelujah. You live by his word and by his voice. What do I want to accomplish in my life? Absolutely nothing than what he tells me to. I'm not tempted. Amen. To get off into this and get off into that. The only thing I want to accomplish in life is what his spirit leads me to do. If he tells me to build something, build it. If he tells me to love somebody, love them. That's all I want to accomplish in life is being obedient to the voice of God. I'm serious as a heart attack. The only thing I really want to accomplish in life, you know, some people, you know, you can grow. This is a blessing. You can grow to the point to where, you know, some people, all they want is riches and fame, houses and land and all this stupid stuff that passes away. Amen. Hallelujah. But you can get all that stuff. If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all that other stuff will be added unto you. And I'm starting to look at my life. You might not think I'm blessed, but I know where I come from. Hallelujah. And I know where I'm going. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And if he keeps up with it, glory to God. Woo! I'm on the right track. I tell you what, in times like this, you can't stop him from blessing. You ask God. I mean, we were in the car last night, and we had a thing come up, a bill, and got something sewn to us, and big bill coming up. I said, well, how are you going to pay for that? I said, whoop-de-doo, don't care, don't know. By the time that night was over, it was right there. Somebody say, hallelujah. In the middle of the night, God will meet your need. People, what I'm talking about, there is a lifestyle that you can live to where you really can ask anything that you desire. If your desires are in line with God's word and things, and you'll get it. You might have to wait for a little bit, but you'll get it. And you won't die waiting. So what are you afraid of? What are you worrying about? What are you fretting about? Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. What are you so concerned about? You've got a God that said you can ask him for anything. The devil's not. I have more confidence that God will pull off what he said than what the devil did, because the devil said a bunch of stuff and never was able to do it. He's a liar. He is a liar, and I choose to disbelieve him. Somebody say hallelujah. See, we're so quick to disbelieve God. Why don't you start disbelieving the devil? You get a report from the devil and say, well, I don't believe that. I choose not to believe that. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't put any confidence in the devil. You believe the report of God. I'm talking about that we have this confidence that whatsoever we ask for. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not scratch and claw for. Not beg for. Not bend over backwards. Rip off. Amen. Scheme for. Amen. Pull our hair out for. Amen. Somebody say just ask. Hallelujah. That whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Everybody quote that. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. That thing that you need right now, you're going to get it if you ask him for it. And you got to realize that's the only way you're going to get it. I don't care if it's a car that you need. Amen. I don't care if it's a truck that you need. I don't care if it's tires. I don't care if it's an insurance payment or it's a house or whatever it is. Whatever you need, the Holy Ghost is telling me to tell you right now, ask him for it.
Amen.
You ask in faith, not wavering and doubting in your heart. You stand there. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. You stand there and it will manifest for you because, somebody say,
because.
We. He's not talking about everybody. There's certain people, you can just look at their lifestyle and tell them, well, you better work real hard if you want it. Glory to God. So I say, hallelujah. You better go to school. Glory to God. You better get a part-time job. Because it's reality. It doesn't work for everybody. Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. If you're not going to be walking in the faith and in confidence, amen. If you're not pleased, I tell you what, if you're walking in doubt and unbelief and fear and with a backup plan and all this other stuff, that's not pleasing God. He'll tell you, let that backup plan produce it. You know, you got an ace in the hole, pull it. He's not going to meet your need until you, you know, pull every card out of your sleeve. Somebody say hallelujah. You know, we always like to keep a backup plan with God. I tell you what, it takes me so long is he just waits for me to get rid of all my cards. Amen.
Amen.
Stop, run all my circles. Amen. Go through all my businesses. Amen. All my schemes. Amen. Having done all that we can do, somebody say, hallelujah. You have to do all that you can do. Then you can really start to stand.
Amen.
Right where you left off. Amen. Then you just ask God.
Amen.
I believe this.
Amen.
I believe this.
Amen.
I believe this.
Hallelujah.
This is how we overcome. So many people want to overcome their life. You know, we think, I'm going to get out of this circle. I don't like this income bracket. I don't like this social class. I don't like this kind of stuff. I'm going to do something to get out of here. Don't you know everybody's trying to get out of there? You want to go up to the next level, you start to believe God and trust God. His word will bring you out. You just relax and believe him. Amen. Your clothes will start to look better. Your shoes will start to shine. Your fingers will start to glitter. Hallelujah. Yes, it will. Hallelujah. So that ain't important to me. Well, you got something that's important to you. If we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Somebody say hallelujah. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ. Somebody say hallelujah. That's all. This is all the commandment you got to keep with God. Believe Jesus. Stay in faith. Just stay in faith. Believe what God said. Amen. Believe every promise that he told you to say. And if you believe in God, just stay in love. You can walk in love if you believe in Jesus. You know, many people are all worn out and stressed out. Amen. Not in love with anybody but themselves. Amen. Because they don't believe Jesus. You know what? If you believe Jesus, you can believe Jesus loves you. And Jesus cares about you. Amen. You're going to stop trying to watch your back all the time. Amen. You're not able to love others when you're so busy, stuck on yourself. This is his commandment, that we live that lifestyle. Just believe God, period. If you got a stress, you got a pain, if you got anything going on right now, a test, a trial, a tribulation, believe God and walk in love. I tell you what, I enjoyed that CD. I listened to a CD. I'm going to start listening to it. We're going to and get blessed like y'all should be blessed. Amen. I'm going to start listening to it. I started listening to one CD. We had a trial thing, something pop up. And we put that CD and I got the word of God. Someone say, overcoming. It said, overcome evil with good. Overcome evil with good. So whatever evil things come, think of something good to do. Someone say, occupy till he comes. Jesus is coming with your breakthrough. That thing that's going on in your life, it's only got a short amount of time. Jesus is going to show up for you. Amen. You just occupy doing something good till he shows up. And if we do those things that are pleasing in his sight, and this is commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus, and love one another as he gave us commandments. And he that keeps his commandments does what? Dwells in him. How many want to just stay in the Spirit? It's so easy to get out of the Spirit. Amen. It's so easy to get out of the Spirit and get in the flesh and get in stress and get in turmoil. The Bible says in his presence is joy forevermore. You know, you can tell whether you're in his presence or not. Is there misery in your life? Are you always depressed? Ready to jump off a bridge? You know, it's always hard. It's a hard luck life. We need to start singing songs like that to maybe everybody can sing in and won't be lying in church. It's a hard luck life, you know. Somebody say hallelujah. Listen, and he that keeps his commandments, dwells in him. How many of you want to just dwell in the anointing under the shadow of his wing? Amen. Keep his commandments. I listened to Jerry Savelle this morning. He was on TV with Brother Copeland this morning. Boy, was it good. Somebody say hallelujah. And he said one of the things you have to learn not to do is allow the devil to distract you. Anything that gets you to get your focus off where you know you need to be going, good or bad or whatever, anything that gets your attention off the prize or off the mark of what God has for you, that's a distraction. Some say, keep the commandment of God. Press on to God. Don't let nothing distract your mind. Keep the commandment. Keep the word. Amen. Oh, it's quiet in here tonight. But somebody can catch this and overcome. There are two powerful things. Y'all must not believe me. I must have lied to you before or something like that. I sit up here and told you now I'm trying to teach you how to pray for something and get exactly what you pray for and to walk in that. Amen. And I've seen it manifest. I've seen it manifest so clearly. I mean, you ask for it for 20, 30, 40 minutes there. You just desire something up in your heart. Brother Jesse was telling you a couple weeks back, this is that scripture, Brother Jesse. You had this manifest in your life. You said, I would just think something up or just desire something. And before I knew it, it was right there. It was right there. Why? Because your lifestyle was one keeping his commandments. No matter what, you were going to just do what he said do. No matter how rough it got, I'm going to stick to what God said. I'm going to stick to what he said. I'm going to keep his commandment. Amen? If you make up your mind that you're going to stick to what the Holy Ghost has put on the inside of your heart, no matter what comes, you won't grow weary in doing well. Somebody say hallelujah. Bible says, be not weary in doing well, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. Amen. Somebody say, don't faint in a day of adversity. Stick to the goodness of God. Stick to the commandment of God. Amen. Amen. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And whereby we know that he abideth in us. How do you know that he abides on the inside of you? By the Spirit which he hath given us. So this is the lifestyle that God wants you to have. He wants you to stick to the commandment, stick to love, amen, and allow him to stick to you. And how do you know that you're dwelling in him? By the Spirit. And how do you know you have the Spirit? He will always manifest himself, period, point blank. He will always manifest himself. When he came in the sanctuary, whenever there was an issue, the Spirit of God, someone say, moved over the waters. He's always moving. He's always moving. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory
God. Now, listen, by the Spirit he hath given us. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Say, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, listen, First John chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And in this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Wherein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Whereby we know that we dwell in him and he in us because, somebody say because, he's given us the Spirit. Two verses right there. 1 John chapter 1, verse 3. 1 John chapter 1, chapter 4, verse 13. 1 John chapter 3, verse 24. Write those two things down. That's why Holy Ghost meetings are so important. Because it gives time for the Spirit to manifest himself. Amen. That you may be always reminded, hey, God's dwelling on the inside of me. Hey, I'm not by myself. God is within me. Somebody say hallelujah. And whereby we know that he dwelleth in us, and he in us, because he hath given us the Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess the Lord Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And he that have known and believed the love, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost just a little bit. Go over to the 3rd John. Since they follow. Then we talk about being distracted. And we learn what evil is and what good is. Go over to, in 3 John, verse 11, says, beloved, follow not that which is evil, that distraction, but that which is what? Good. He that doeth good, somebody say, doeth good. Everybody say, doeth
good.
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 Say it one more time. Doeth
good.
Then say, he that is good. Said, he that doeth good. Then we said, overcome evil. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with what?
Good.
So don't be overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. And you got to learn what's good in your life. Learn what's good in your life. So God, somebody say, God is good. There are a lot of things about God we don't understand. There are a lot of things about the plan of God we don't understand. Why do we have to do this? Why do we have to do that? What is God trying to get out of me? Why is he using me like this? Why did he call me? Why did he do this? Somebody say, God is good and all he can do is good. Follow not that which is evil. Say, come and follow me. Be ye followers of me. So say, be a follower of God. I tell you what, when they started to follow Jesus, this Bible, Jesus was God in the flesh. And they didn't know it, that when he came down and he called those disciples, he said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. They, you know, that was just goodness. That was just a good life, looking them right in the face. He said, behold, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Behold, the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. I tell you what, whatever God wants to lead you into, whatever God wants to do, amen, even though you might not understand it or get the full scope of the plan, I can tell you straight up, it's good.
Amen.
I'm going to stick with God.
Amen.
I'm going to stick with God. Amen. Follow the Holy Ghost. Listen, you know, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil, amen, with goodness, amen. Beloved, follow not that which is evil. Don't follow distractions. Don't get caught up in the world. Glory to God. Don't get caught up in all that mess. Don't get caught up in wickedness. Stick with God. Stick with God. I tell you what, Brother Osteen said one thing. He said, you can tell a true Christian or a fully developed Christian or mature Christian, amen, by their ability to discern good from evil. I'm not just talking, I'm talking about good from evil, and I'm not just talking about a bad person, just a mean person from a nice person. See, most of us, that's how we think, good and evil, nice and mean. There were a lot of nice, evil people, amen? You know what, sometimes people can be sickening sweet, but just as evil, you hang out with them, boy, you're going to be way off the course of God for your life. You're going to be way off the course of God for your life. You following every little voice there. Look at all these cults and all these new age stuff out there. Amen. They're not yelling and beating you over the head. They're real sick and sweet. You know, good. You know, all this other. They even have white witches now and all this other mess. I'm not talking about racially white. I'm talking about they call them white witches. That means they're supposed to be a nice witch. They do nice spells. You know, people get caught up. Amen. Don't follow evil. Follow God. When the Holy Ghost spoke something in your life, that's the plan. That's the blessing. That's how you'll get there. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good, somebody say hallelujah, is of God. Doeth what? Well, who is good? God is good, right? He that manifests God, somebody say hallelujah. See, when we're doing good, we're just manifesting the one that's on the inside. Greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. So when you just start manifesting the will of God, no matter what the devil says, you know, the goodness for me, see, goodness for different people is different things. See, what's good is doing what God told you to do. As I teach the word, guess what I'm doing? I'm manifesting God. I'm doing good. Amen? No matter what comes out, every Friday night, I'm doing good. Somebody say hallelujah. Every Sunday morning, I'm doing good. You don't have to tell me. I know it's good because it's what God told me to do. Hallelujah. See, we don't have to think. See, many people think that, you know, people tell you what's good and all this. It's not based on what you like. Amen. Well, you got to do what God said to do because there are a lot of stuff that's good for people and they never really know it. Amen. Whatever God leads you to do, it will always be good and it's always going to bless somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. He that doeth good is of God. How many of you want to be of God and start to manifest God? Amen? Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. How many of you want to start to manifest things and get your prayers answered? Why do you think there's so much anointing and different things on different people's lives? Because they make sure that they're not going to do anything but what the Holy Ghost leads them to do, and they're not going to stray from it. They're going to pay the price for it. He that doeth good, or follows the Spirit, or follows God in any direction he leads them to go with their eyes closed, there, somebody say, of God. And I tell you what, you'll know them of God because they'll be able to manifest the Spirit of God. Everybody say, blessed is he, or she, or whatever that comes in the name of the Lord. How many of you want to be of God? How you can tell us of God? Amen. I tell you what, you get so wrapped up in the mission of God for your life. I was in the car driving over there to pick up Sister Belle today. Amen. You know, I thought she needed a little bit of ministry or something. She needs overtime. You know, I'm joking. Amen. And I was driving with Sister Belle, and I was just thinking, and I was thinking about missionaries and different things. And I got that word, a different sign. I said, I'm a missionary. Amen. Because I'm not doing what I want to do or what my flesh wants to do. Amen. I'm doing what the Spirit of God leads me to do. I'm sitting here in Houston, in the Woodlands, Texas. Amen. Doing the will of God. Following the voice of God. Amen. And you can be a missionary with your life. Let your life become a mission. Submit it to the hand of God and to the will of God. Amen. And listen, he that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil. If people are so bent to do wrong and to do their own thing, I tell you what, they've never seen God. But he that doeth evil, somebody say doeth evil. So bent trying to do their own thing. Amen. So bent trying to walk their own way. I got to think about me. What about me? You ever heard that song? Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. When things of the world start getting real bright, worldly things start to glitter, you haven't seen his face. Amen. I tell you what, if you lived in Arkansas, there's some rough looking sisters in Arkansas. Amen. But them boys in Arkansas think they're all that. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm trying to get a point across to you. Ain't nobody going to hear my CD from Arkansas. Amen. You know, you go there, different things, they get out there. I tell you what, but when you're in that arena and you're in that situation and that's all you see, it all looks good. Until that right thing, until the God thing gets in front of your face. And when you see the vision of God and the plan of God clearly, and you know what? All the things of the world, it's dull. It doesn't attract you. When you got a promise from God, when you see in the face of God, all you want is the will of God. Amen? Turn your eyes upon Jesus. You know, and the things of earth, I mean, the lights will just go out. And see, we're so busy trying to turn the light of the world out, you know, to people. Oh, you don't need to, it don't look that good. That music don't sound that good. Sometimes it does. Oh, she the hell all that. Yes, sometimes she is. Amen? You don't need to run down that road. It ain't nothing. Sometimes it is something to people. Amen? So all we're so busy trying to turn the world off to people. Turn the world off, trying to down-talk everybody else. They don't play like anything. Sometimes they do. You understand what I'm trying to say? Instead of trying to turn people off to the world, start turning them on to Jesus. You got to find out all you got in God, then you won't desire the things of the world. Amen? How did God deliver us from sin? He sent his son Jesus. Wow. He sent the light that the world might grow dark. Amen? Are you understanding the difference? We're so busy. Amen. Trying to turn off the lights in the world. Try to put everything out in the world and get all those things will always be there. Amen. Instead of bringing Jesus on the scene.
Amen.
Let them play whatever they want to play. Let them do whatever they want to play. But when they've seen Jesus, when they've seen God, amen, they got a piece of his glory, piece of his power. Amen. You'll never go back. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tell you what, listen, he that doeth good is of God. Somebody say good.
Good.
That means if you do sorry stuff, you're not of God. Somebody say production. Jesus said you know them by their fruit.
Amen.
He said you'll know them by their fruit. You know, if everything you're doing is slack and half-witted, amen. Half-hearted, no inspiration in it, and it's just everybody. You know, sorry stuff. Everybody say sorry stuff. You know what? If that's your fruit, you know, Jesus don't have no rotten fruit, because when people are rooted in God, rooted and grounded in God, they're going to be nourished, and you know, and provided, they're going to have fruit in their life. Production. Everybody say production. You will know them by their fruit. One more verse that I want to get out to you. Amen. Are y'all learning anything tonight? One, we can pray and ask for whatever we want to when we keep His commandments. Amen. Love. And I always reference love. Whenever I'm talking about love, I'm not talking about a mushy, gooey, ooey feeling. Amen. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments or you'll do whatever I say. That's how He measures love. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Father. And we think that God has a good plan for us. I want you to know the plan of God for your life. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. God wants to do good for you. God wants to do good for you. Amen. God wants to do good to you. Amen. He wants you to be whole. He doesn't want you to miss anything. He wants your head to stay tight. Amen. Let's say prosper. He doesn't want you to be broke, disgusted, worn out. Prospered means successful. Doesn't matter how much money you got in your bank. Prosperity means that you're able to accomplish what He wants to accomplish out of your life. That's prosperity. Last prayer. Jude 24, verse 24. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless. Before the presence of His glory with exceeding great joy. Somebody say, thank you, Father. That's all God wants to do. That's all He wants to do. There is a supernatural life, and some people are going to be walking in that stuff. Just making sense to anybody? Glory to God. I'm finished. But before we go, is there any questions or answers? Everybody just sit up here and look at me. Questions or answers or anything like that? Somebody said if we could just ask a question or whatever. Questions? No questions. We all just got it. Amen. Y'all just took it. Praise God. Y'all are some sharp people. Amen. Is it working in your life? Is it working in your life? Do you know what God told you to do? What is the commandment of God for your life? What is the commandment of God? What is the will of God for your life? Now, if you've got the will of God for your life, think about what you lived today or what you did today and say, is that going to bring it about? You know, is it going to get this thing accomplished in my life? Amen. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. To give you the kingdom. Life is given to you. All you have to do is receive it. Stand up right where you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Yeah, you're going to be tempted in that area or stressed in that area, but God just gave you a blessing already telling you that you don't have a thing to worry about. Just ask Him and stand in faith. Just ask him and stand in faith. And when we say stand in faith, that means stand in obedience. Don't be distracted by it. Amen. You just stand in obedience and keep on doing what God wants you to do. Amen. You just keep doing what God wants you to do, and that thing will blow over. The devil will always, if you're doing something for God, the devil will always blow up in your face. Amen. There's nothing to keep him from blowing up in your face and trying to get you to go in fear. Or try to get you to buy something. You know, there's nothing you can do about it. But you're going to have to learn to walk through, amen, when the devil does stuff. And not become afraid and turn around and run. Or back up in a corner. You should be able to walk right through every form of adversity. Don't ever let the devil stop you from doing what God told you to do. Because once you stop, boy, it's hard to start again. I refuse to let a headache stop me from doing what God told me to do. I refuse to let a back pain stop me from doing what God told me to do. I refuse to let lack of money stop me from getting what God told me to get or do what God told me to do. I'm going to walk right through it. Because many of those things the devil is selling you, glory to God, it's fake. That's right. There are a lot of things that he said he can't pull off. I could tell you some stuff that will make you blow your, that would blow your mind, reality of stuff you just walk through. Amen. I could tell you some stuff. I mean, we could shout tonight, you know, just things that just shouldn't be. But it didn't start to manifest that way until we start to walk that way. Until you have to realize, hey, well, we're just going to have to keep walking then. Some say, walk by faith.
Walk by faith.
I'm finished. You can go home whenever you want to, but I believe I'm helping somebody. Because there are certain things you're going to have to overcome, glory to God. And most of that stuff, all you got to do is walk on into it. Hear God and obey and just walk on in. Just walk on in, because you're not going to do it by your own strength or by your own power anyhow. Glory to God. God's ready to bless you. You just keep walking by faith. Lord, I'm so glad I didn't let the devil stop me. I would have been way back there a long time ago. You know, I'm so glad I didn't let him stop me 3 years ago, 2 years ago. Boy, we'd missed out a bunch of good church if we were listening to people and looking at people. Amen. Missed a lot of good service. Wouldn't have this pretty blue shirt on. Glory to God. Been stood up there, you know, just, well, I guess that's it. The devil's true. Amen. No, we're going to walk right on through. You're standing in faith. I just sense that by the Spirit of God. There's an attack out there. And if you believe that lie, glory to God, you'll get stuck in it. It's a snare. It's a snare. The devil throws stumbling blocks in front of you to get you distracted, to get you distracted and get you caught up in a bunch of stuff. Amen. You got to refuse to do it and walk. Say, well, whoop-de-doo. Whoop-de-doo. I'm just going to walk on and do what God tells me to do. Do you have that kind of faith? Do you have that kind of faith that you will never stop? Look at the children of Israel when they were going over to the promised land. They got to the Red Sea. They got to the Red Sea. And if it had been some of us, well, that's it. Well, here it is. You know, they didn't know. Everybody didn't know that Moses was going to part the sea. They never got that word. They never got the word. They didn't know. They didn't know that when they got there, that sea would open up and they'd walk right on through. They had no idea that was going to happen. But, you know, there are a lot of people, oh, Lord, that's, we just done for. It's all over. Walk. Somebody say hallelujah. You just keep your eyes and, you know, don't walk by sight. Walk by faith. Go on and get what you want. Don't believe that lie. Glory to God. I'm hearing that by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Don't believe that lie. You walk right on through. It's fake. It's a blessing. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Overcome evil. Overcome evil with a greater good. Overcome evil with good. I'm giving you a homework assignment right now. I want you to consider an evil attack that's going on in your life right now. I want you to consider that thing that's just attacked you, that situation that just came about that would cause you to get distracted and get despondent and get worn out. Say, I want you to embrace that thing. I want you to look at that thing and I want you to speak to it right now. Say, right now, in the name of Jesus, I command good to manifest. That's hard to say it, but see, you've been saying so many other things. You must say this right now. I command good even now.
I will overcome
this evil.
Evil
rapport.
Evil
things. I will overcome every evil right now with the goodness of God on the inside of me. Greater is the good on the inside of you than he that's in the world. You can handle it. You can handle it. The Bible says he will not allow you to be tempted beyond that which you're able to take, people. Glory to God. There is nothing going on right now in anybody's life that they don't have enough on the inside of them to win over. Don't you ever say, man, I ain't got it. On the inside of you, you do. I feel like I'm about to go under. You're a liar from the pit of hell. God's word said you can handle it. Amen. First of all, you need to rebuke yourself. Somebody must have said that. I can't handle it anymore. I can't take it anymore. I just don't got it. Glory to God. That's a lie. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You do have it. Greater is he that's on the inside of you than he that's in the world. You can overcome. You can overcome. Just walk on out of that thing. Let go. Let go, and you walk on through, and you just get blessed. If you don't have anything else to do, get blessed. If you don't have anything else to do, reach out and receive a blessing and speak a blessing. Get your confession on. Devil's trying to sell you some damaged goods, some stuff there. Devil's trying to sell you something. He's trying to steal your blessing. The devil knows that God's ready to bless you, and when he can sense, he's been around for a long time, and he can statistically sense when something good's about to happen, and he gets in there right before the blessing and tries to start as much mess as he can start to get you distracted so he can steal what God has for you. You got to say, no, I'm going to come out of this on top, and there's a confession that God has for you, and I hear it right now, and I can't give you your confession. God's given you your confession, and you got to start to confess that thing and walk it out and believe it, and you'll receive it. Hallelujah. You got to confess what God's put on the inside of your spirit, and that stuff's going to start to manifest. Do something about it. Tell somebody, do good.
Do good.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody under attack? Anybody under attack? Anybody under attack in any area? Praise God. Just want your faith increased? I guess nobody. Come on up here then. Hallelujah. Come on up here. Amen. We're just going to pray. If you're under attack, just get on up here. Get on up here. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody say, this is how we overcome. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm not afraid of the devil. Just say that. I am not afraid
of the devil.
I'm going to overcome
this situation.
I'm going to come out of this. I'm going to refuse to think about it. Dwell on it. I'm going to receive God's best and blessing. Hallelujah. So we'll say thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, brother, amen. Hallelujah. Father, right now, yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Joy unspeakable and full of glory, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let him hear your voice and walk forward in the name of Jesus. Lift his spirit in the name of Jesus, Father. Lift his spirit and let him go toward your promise, your will for his life. More than anything, Father God, let him go for that will over his life because you're trying to bless him, God. You're already doing it. We can see it manifest. Give him that faith and that confidence, Father God, and more of a stronger determination to be all the man that you called him to be in your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Overcome. 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 Overcome with a good rapport. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say, I'm going to win.
I'm going to win.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to win.
In what area?
Everything. Win.
Somebody say, when are you going to start to win?
Right now.
How are you going to start to win right now?
Just praise God for it.
Praise God for it. Praise. Believe it. When's the new day start?
Today. It already started.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, ha, 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 she's already got the victory over it. She's already got the victory over it. You've already told her what to do and she's doing it. Ha, 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 ha. She's already got the victory over it, Father God. She's already got the victory. Oh, she's going to walk through it and end up blessed. Ah! Her style won't be cramped. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know what to do. Just do it. Thank you, Jesus. Honey, I like those bright colors tonight. Yours. I love those bright colors. Amen. Did you have a good week?
I never wear shorts to church.
Oh, you can. What's a good thing? Amen. Come on up here. We're going to pray for you because she's coming along really good. Huh? If you need her to, she can. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
She wanted to get prayer the other time and she forgot to get prayer. Yeah, but I overcame that problem, I believe.
Yeah, you overcame it. You look good. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're free. You're really getting free. I mean, I tell you what, God's done a good work. Amen. He set you so free. You're wearing shorts to church. Go ahead, girl. It's a new day. You're the sun sets free. It's free indeed. Hallelujah. Complete the work in the name of Jesus. Oh, see, and somebody say, why are you messing with her again? Because that's what these meetings are all about, total saturation. It's medicine. It's medicine. It's medicine. It's medicine. It's medicine. Glory to God. You got to get the Spirit of God all over you. It's medicine. It's medicine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We trust you and we depend upon you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, I sense that. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Now, see, what we're doing right now, we're just being obedient to the Holy Ghost by what he said last time. We don't have to feel it. We just have to be obedient because that's what the meeting's for, and we just get it accomplished. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Isn't that funny? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise you.
What'd you say?
I just said praise you, Jesus.
Okay.
Thank you.
I love you too. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. God, you know. God, you know. And in obedience right now in the name of Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You wrote something. But how many of you do sense different things, like during the prayer times or different services or things? It's good to talk about those things because a lot of stuff happens. Different people experience different things at different times, and sometimes you don't know what's going on, and God might be trying to say something to us, and we have to figure out. Yes, dear.
This is where I'm weak because I was telling her, and she agrees with me. We're so much, we got a lot in common. It's unreal.
Right.
But usually when we get a blessing like at church, it never fails like the next day. It's like the devil uses somebody to just and a lot of times instead of being strong, it's like I just take it and fall down, and it's like, oh, Lenny, boo-hoo, and you cry because the devil's done this to you.
Well, that means to prove that you would use that as a sign that God is really doing something. Because the Bible says when a seed is sown into your heart, immediately the devil comes to steal that seed out of your heart. You know, immediately the devil comes. And so you have to look out for that and not give in to it. How many of you notice that you can have a great time in church and all of a sudden on the way home something happens? Or before the morning, there it is right there. Well, then you ought to start to shout for joy because the devil wouldn't be coming around with that attack unless there was something there to steal. The devil can't receive anything from God himself. He doesn't get anything.
God allowing this to make you strong, to come up against
it? The devil just wants your stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the devil just wants what you got. He just wants your blessing. He just wants what you can get. Like when you go to Holy Ghost meetings, things come from heaven and you get blessed and there's a seed on the inside, a promise on the inside of your heart and different things. There's potential on the inside. The devil wants that power. The devil wants that power. He wants that stuff. So he comes to get it. That's how the devil receives. The devil can't get anything himself. He can only steal it from people that can receive. So you can't let that thief steal anymore. Whatever the devil has on the earth today, he stole it. He stole the planet from Adam and Eve. He was booted out of heaven homeless. He is actually homeless. Y'all know the devil's homeless? You know he's a homeless person. That's why he's wandering the earth. He's going to and fro the earth, you know. Just wandering around the earth, just homeless, just wandering around. And if he wants something, you know what? If you want to break the devil's power and stuff like that, stop giving him your stuff. And he gives him yourself with thoughts. You know what I'm saying? That's how he tries to get entrance. You know, he's just, well, I'm going to steal that joy from them. I'm going to steal this. Don't allow him to do it.
He's a trespasser.
Yeah, he's a trespasser, so don't allow him to steal your joy and to do those things. And when you sense that attack coming, well, overcome that evil with good. Start to laugh in the Holy Ghost or realize you're going to walk through that. And those attacks will get, are the attacks really hard? Or somebody, the attacks that you say the devil comes, you know, with
through a person.
Through a person trying to negative.
Except for last Sunday, and I wrote you an email. I don't know if you
I didn't get to read through the whole of it. You know, something happened.
Yeah.
Somebody said something? Or
not this time. Well, maybe we can do it. I can talk to you another time. I don't know. I just don't want to.
You okay?
Well, sometimes I get, both of us get depressed, okay?
Okay.
Over certain situations and we just get tired, okay, and depressed. And that's usually when I think the devil wants to, or if you want to call the devil, I don't know, it's depression. Okay?
How many of y'all used to deal with depression? How many people used to deal with depression? Real strong depression.
You become weak. I said, you know, you become weak and I think the devil really...
I'm not going to confess it. I'm not going to confess it. I'm going to be praising the Lord.
I tell you what.
I don't want to even confess it because I want to learn to praise the Lord more to get out of it because I don't want it.
Don't you feel bad about that. And don't feel beat up about that. In time. In time, it will dwindle away and you'll overcome it, that depression. It will just, all of a sudden, it will just, Gloria, was it you that had that testimony said you couldn't laugh?
It was great.
You couldn't?
I hadn't laughed at so long it hurt when I laughed. And God moved it right over in that corner.
I'm glad to hear that. You know why? Because we know that you can get to victory. But you have to hear the word on it. There are a lot of people that come with depression and they don't really deal with it. You know, you have to deal with it. I used to be a manic depressive. Could y'all believe that?
Did you used to do that?
Manic depressive. Big time.
You did?
Big time. Oh yeah. Big time.
So
dysfunctional. Huh?
And so what I was trying to get ready, but I was kind of upset. My hand grabbed a hold of my head like this and would not let go. Her hand.
Your hand grabs your own head.
I'm serious. Y'all think I'm stupid.
No, you're okay.
So I said, let go. And it wouldn't let go. And so I just prayed. I prayed in the name of Jesus and plead the blood. And
well, that's deliverance.
That's
deliverance.
So after about a half a minute to a minute, it let go. And
well, that's deliverance.
Second time. So I said,
are you being prayer. And you're being real serious?
I'm serious.
Well, that's demonic.
Yeah. Twice it happened.
And so I just prayed in Jesus' name and got my composure.
Are things getting a little better?
Yeah.
She works all week.
Yeah.
No, I didn't work all week. But I'm just saying.
It is getting better though, right?
Well, I'm better now. Yeah.
How's your struggle, or how are you doing better?
Good.
Are you serious? You know, remember, you know, a while back you were getting prayer? You ever used to get to prayer? Yeah.
At night, like, yeah.
You still getting it?
Or you?
But is it better? Dwindled down a little bit? Praise.
It's really making me mad because I'm really praying about something else. Don't be
mad. You're praying about something else. You got that?
Well, something.
Well, demonic oppression is evil, mm-hmm. and you can be released from it. You know, if you got the faith, you know, you don't have to go through it. You just got to receive it by faith. And if you got problems, whenever that anointing's on and people claim stuff, just get up and get it. Don't feel bad about it. Just take it. You know, there are such a thing as demons and devils, and we really believe it. And only the anointing and the Holy Ghost is the only cure for schizophrenia. It's the only cure. It's the only cure for depression. It is the only thing that really works. And we have a lot of people that we get a lot of people that come in with depression and different things. This is the only thing that I know that works. It's working for me. It's working for me, and it's progressive. You know, it's progressive. And boy, I tell you what, if you choose to be, you could have a lot to be depressed about, but you just got to make up your mind. You refuse to be depressed about it. You know, but you need to get deliverance. You know, we talked about deliverance a while back,
yeah.
months and months ago, remember? Several services, and you thought, you looked at me like I was crazy,
yeah.
and I said deliverance,
yeah,
you know, right
yeah.
there, and now you got something pulling in the back of your hair.
No. Just,
huh?
That's the worst, I think.
Well, how worse does it have to get?
That's why I came here on Friday night, because I have bad cases on the weekends. I thought, you better come this Friday night, because you don't know what's going to happen tonight.
Who said that?
I mean, it's getting to where I have to come as often as I can to church somewhere, because it got so scary at night. I mean, it was just so bad. So that's why.
Well, you got to be careful too.
It's
another
lessening
thing.
Up now. It's
it should lessen up.
It's
but
lessening
it,
up now.
Don't allow that to lead you.
But it was real bad Saturday.
Don't
the
allow.
Migraine was really bad.
Oh, the migraine.
Yeah, and I should have gone somewhere, but I mean, it was just, but you know, it's just.
So
I
the migraines
the
are getting better.
Mad. I think maybe the. Maybe,
when did this stuff
maybe,
start?
Maybe when something, you
when
know,
did it start?
Has its way, then you start fighting against it. Seems like it gets madder.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If there's a stronghold or something, you're trying to.
See, this is awesome. How do y'all believe in deliverance? Do you have faith?
Yes.
Do you have faith? Do you have faith? Do you have faith?
Yeah.
How many? Anybody struggling in the area of any area of deliverance right now? And just real quick, and you have to take it by faith and don't find any manifestation. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, because we're speaking of these things, we're trusting and we're depending upon you right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, send a warring spirit in this place right now. You're the mighty one of Israel. You are the mighty one of Israel, and you came to set the captive free. Lord, we hold you accountable to do something right now in the name of Jesus. These are your children. These are your children. And God, we're in your face right now telling you, Father, do something about this. We ask you right now to do something about this right now in the name of Jesus. Set them free right now in the name of Jesus. Set them free right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of depression, sister, spirit of depression, leave this woman. Look at me right now. Look at me right now. Look at me right now. Yes, you can. Look at me right now. Look at me in my face right now. Right now, take authority and look. Yes, you can. You can. You can. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I command you in the name of Jesus. Look at me right now in my face.
I can't do it.
Open your eyes. Yes, you can. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. greater is he that's in you, he that's in the world. You're going to get the victory. You're going to get the victory. That spirit and those things don't have any power on you. Greater is God loves you. His grace is toward you. You're saved. You're full of the Holy Ghost. And God just wants to let you know that you have power and authority over those things that seek to oppress you. So right now, in the name of Jesus, yes, in the name of Jesus, you open that eye. Just look up and just do it right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah, there it is. That's good. Yeah, you did. You did. Do it again. There you go. And look at me right here. See? See?
Yes.
Look at that.
All right.
Say greater.
Greater.
Is he.
Is he.
That's in me.
That's in me.
And then he.
Than he.
That's in the world.
He that is in the world.
Confess it. Jesus.
Jesus.
Is Lord.
Is Lord.
He guides.
I don't know.
Yes, you don't have to. Just say it. He guides. He guides. Confess it. He guides.
He guides.
My footsteps.
My footsteps.
I.
I can't believe that.
I'm sorry, I can't believe that. Say, I.
Am.
A child. Of God. I'm a new creature.
A new creature.
In Christ Jesus. And this mind.
And this mind
is
being
renewed. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. And we speak a new mind right now in the name of Jesus. Total deliverance. Total deliverance. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, if there be any foul spirit right now, that set her free right now in Jesus' name. That migraine right now, that spirit, whatever's causing those migraine headaches right now, loose. Hallelujah. Loose. We declare total victory. In Jesus' name we pray. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, if we yield to the Spirit of God, this is how you overcome, hon. As you yield to the Spirit, start to yield to the Spirit of God and be in obedience to the anointing of God. And you won't. So I'm not concerned. See, what's happening is you are renewed. Mm-hmm. And your spirit is fine. Mm-hmm. Your inward person is fine. It's just the mind needs to be renewed. And you know, your mind says, my mind, I don't believe it. Well, your mind never believes until it's renewed. So don't feel bad about that. Yes. Don't feel bad about that. Your confession comes from your heart. So you have to say the right things with your spirit out of your mouth, and sooner or later your head will start to sync up with the confession of your mouth, and you will have the victory. There are several forms of deliverance. The worst kind is the unrenewed mind.
I've been reading. I've been praying.
Uh-huh. Okay. You've been reading and praying what?
The Word.
Trying to do what?
Just trying to get more knowledge.
For what?
And wisdom. My life.
What do you want wisdom for?
Wisdom for?
Yeah, what are you trying to get? More wisdom and more knowledge?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what are you trying to achieve?
Education within the Spirit and my life.
Well, you shouldn't dabble in every little thing. Maybe that's some of that stuff, how you keep the gates of your mind. You can't.
She's reading a book that has New Age.
You need to get that stuff. Yeah, you are. You need to get that stuff out.
You can best it.
Yeah.
She
turned you in. She turned you in.
She shared it with me.
You have to go through.
But I stopped at a certain point because when they get going off the right track, and so I'll stop and I'll just chunk.
Well, you can't feed that junk to your mind. You need to get rid of that stuff. Get rid of all that stuff.
The wrong kingdom.
Look,
but she's saying Jesus and she's praying.
She's wrong. Look, I tell you what. Well, you want to be pulling your hair? Keep reading the book.
No.
All right.
No.
So,
I got rid of the book.
Get rid of the book and get rid of everything else that's compromised. You know the Holy Spirit told you. The Holy Spirit told you what things are wrong and what things are right. Look, the Holy Spirit told you what things are wrong and what things are right. Don't question it. Stop questioning the Holy Ghost when he's leading you to do things. Because he does speak on the inside of your heart, but you're always back-talking. Don't back-talk the Holy Spirit anymore. When he tells you to put stuff out, put stuff out.
Right.
You know? Because,
but he didn't tell me.
Huh? He led you to get rid of that stuff.
No,
he's been dealing with you through several voices to get rid of that stuff, and you refuse to get it out. Huh?
I recognized it when I got about halfway through the book.
You recognized it when you bought it.
No.
You knew that you shouldn't have bought that stuff. or you shouldn't have got that stuff. You need to get it all out of the house. You got to make up your mind who you want to serve. You just got to make up your mind who you want to serve. You can't have that in the kingdom too.
Okay.
It's wrong. And it, you know, whether it's, you know, everything that appears to be truth is not necessarily true. You know, I mean, just, you know, we're not trying to say, well, that stuff doesn't work. It might work. But is it just because it works? Is it right? Is it God? Is it Jesus? So you have to be so confident in your faith and in your God that you don't need that. If all you got to do is know the truth. Paul didn't go study the devil so he can preach about the devil. He's, you know, we don't have to go study all this other stuff out there to argue with people. All we got to do is show them Jesus. So you don't have to learn any more about the New Age or about all that other stuff. All you got to do is know Jesus and have a testimony, and you'll make it. You're going to be all that God wants you to be. You're going to be all that God wants you to be. It's a good walk, and you got what it takes.
Yeah.
Because you're holding on through some rough stuff. I tell you that. You know, a lot of people are just saying, well, forget all this stuff. I'm out of here. But you're really holding on. And why are you holding on? Your head gave up a long time ago. But on the inside, your spirit is so strong. He's so strong.
He gave me scripture to get wisdom and knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What type of wisdom and knowledge do you need?
Scripture. I think it's out of Psalms. I'm sorry, I don't have the number.
No, you're okay.
No,
you're
no,
not. You're okay.
All right.
You're okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All